真的是感谢主啊！又回到大家中间啊，一个星期时间虽然啊很短，但是我们变化很大。我们的教堂哇，进来以后啊，一片节日的气氛，感谢主。
We have a very impressive change in our church, and when we come back to church, and we have this holiday spirit here, and we praise the Lord.
我感谢主啊，很多弟兄姊妹啊一起努力，这样的把我们的教堂装饰的这样的美丽。真的是神的恩典。
And we give thanks to the Lord. This is really the blessing from the Lord that our brothers and sisters, they spend time to decorate our church to be ready for the Christmas.
今天呢，我要跟大家一起来思考为什么青少年走了？
他们为什么要走了？
他们为什么要走？
他们现在我们是敬拜的时间，不应该他们去排列任何圣诞节目啊。为什么在敬拜的时候排列圣诞节目啊？
对，
应该把他们叫回来。
能不能把他们叫回来？对，我觉得这个是很重要。今天这个道是也是为他们讲的。没关系，大家稍微等一下，我们可以感谢主啊，所以分辨善恶这个大家都想说。分辨善恶是人的一个好像本性，我们都是要说什么是好，什么是坏，什么是对，什么是错，都是常常的每天都在判断。
Identifying good and evil, that is a very internal instinct in our human. And we desire to identify good and evil. We want to know what is good, what is bad.
所以当年我们的先祖夏娃就是要分辨善恶吃了那个不应该吃的果子，那分辨善恶树的果子，而与神隔绝了。
Our ancestor Adam and Eve, and they want to identify good and evil so that they eat the fruit or the tree, forbidden fruit or the tree, so that they disobeyed God.
在创世纪第三章第五节说到，因为神知道你们吃的日子，眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神知道善恶。
In the Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, it said, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened.And you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
所以撒旦说神不要让你们能够有这样的能力，分辨善恶的能力，所以你们应该更像神，便如神那样的能够知道什么是善，什么是恶，什么是对，什么是错，这不是更好吗？这是撒旦对夏娃的一个诱惑。
So Satan tempted theEve and said, if you eat this fruit and you will be like God, you know what is good, what is evil. This is how wonderful is this. Why not eat it?
神不想把这个好东西给你。
God does not want to give this good treat to you.
所以你应该自己去抓过来。
So、
你要吃这个分辨善恶树的果子，你眼睛就会明亮，你就会分辨善恶了。
So you should go gather yourself, and if you eat it, and you will be able to know what is good, what is evil.
到底分辨善恶是好事情呢，还是坏事情？
So the ability to identify good and evil, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
按照神的话，这个分辨善恶是一个使我们与神隔绝的一个事情。按照撒旦说，这是你更像神的一个好机会。
So according to God, if we eat the forbidden fruit, we disobeyed God, and we sinned against Him. But if according to Satan, he said this is good because we have the ability to identify good and evil.
我们稍微给他们开一下门，他们要可能要进来。 所以为什么分辨善恶会使我们与神隔绝，就是犯罪得罪神，因为神禁止我们来有这样的分辨善恶的这样的一个、啊、要做这件事情。
So why the ability to identify good and evil led us to the situation that we are separated from God? Why?
神给人有很多的能力，有很多的、啊、更很像神的，我们是按照神的形象，按照神的样式造的，但是当我们一分辨善恶的时候，我们就不像神了。
So God gave us so many abilities and talents, but why when we got the ability to identify good and evil, and then we ate the fruit, and then we sinned against God?
因为我们神人是按照神的形象、神的样式造的，我们是像神的。但是撒旦魔鬼说呢，你们就会更像神。如果你们能够分辨善恶的话呢，你们就如神那样了，就像神那样的能够分辨善恶了。到底我们分辨善恶是更像神了呢，还是更不像神了？
Because we are created in his image, but Satan actually tempted us that if we eat fruit, we will be more like him, we will be more like God. So when we eat fruit, forbidden fruit, are we really going to be more like God or actually sin against God?
当我们人用自己的标准来决定什么是对，什么是错，什么是好，什么是坏的时候，我们就不需要神了，我们就自己就是神了。
Because when we are going to be able to identify good and evil, we will identify good and evil according to our own standard. We will disobey against God's standard, and we don't need God anymore.
所以你看今天这个世界充满了罪恶，充满了问题，战争都是因为人按自己的标准来决定什么是好，什么是坏，什么是对，什么是错。
You see, today in our society we have so much dispute, so much problem, so much wars, disagreement. It's because we all judged things against, according to our own standard, according to our own perspective, and we are all different, and we are getting into disputes.
大到国家，今天俄国和乌克兰在一个残酷的战争，个人觉得自己都是对的，每个国家说我的是公义的，我做的事情都是合理的。
So if you look into the bigger perspective to the country level, that you see that todayWith Russia against Ukraine, and Russia think they are doing the right thing, and they are on the right side.
所以分辨善恶就是按照自己的标准来决定什么是对，什么是错，不是按照神的标准，不是让神来决定什么是对，什么是错。
So when we have the ability to identify good and evil, we actually got ability to identify good and evil according to our own standard, not God's standard.
小到家庭夫妻、啊、吵架也是我有我的理，你有你的理，每个人都站在自己的角度来决定说我是对的，你是错的。
So we come zoom into the small scope into our family. In the family, husband and wife may get into the dispute because we alldetermine the good and evil according to our own standard, and we come into disputes.
所以分辨善恶，决定什么是善，什么是恶，只有神来决定，不能够我们人来决定。
So identifying good and evil is the only, this is belong to God. Only God can identify good and evil, not belong to us, not on our own standard.
再点一下。到底什么是善呢？我今天要讲、啊、什么是善，什么是恶，那怎么样的才是真正的分辨善恶、啊、
So what is good? What is evil? And what is the true identification of good and evil?、啊、
三个字，神是善。
And God is good.
只有神是善的。
Only God is good.
所以马可福音十章十八节说，耶稣对他说，你为什么有一个良善的夫子要找耶稣、啊、想来求问怎么样的能够进天国、啊、说、啊、上来就一句话说良善的夫子，然后耶稣马上回答说，你对他说，你为什么称我是良善的，除了神一位之外再没有良善的。
So in book of Luke, one young man come to the Jesus Christ and ask him, I lost this part.
你说我如何才能够进神的国、啊、说良善的夫子、啊、他要恭维一下耶稣、啊、说你是良善的、啊、耶稣这样回答他说，你为什么称我是良善的，除了神一位之外没有再没有任何良善可言。
And the book of Luke, the young man come to the Jesus Christ, ask Jesus Christ, which verse did you
have? 10:18, right there.
10:18. Okay.
You see that?
Sorry.
On the screen. Why do you call me?
Okay.In book of Luke, and the young man asked, what must I do? Good teacher. He asked Jesus Christ, good teacher. And Jesus Christ said, why do you call me good? So only God is good. Because God defines what is good. And everything God do is good.
有人说，那神在旧约中把全城的人让他的子民都杀掉，也算是良善的吗？
And then you may ask, in the Old Testament, sometimes God ordered Israel to kill all the people in that evil city. Is that good?
说这不是不符合人性吗？
And this is really contradictory to our human nature.
啊，这是不是良善的呢？
Is this good?
啊，回答答案是，这是良善的，这是良善的行为。
And the answer is that this is good. This is a good action.
因为神就是良善，它是良善的定义，它是良善的源头。
Because God is good.And God defines good, and God is the source of good, goodness.
我不能理解，我理解不了。
And many of us may say, oh, and we cannot understand this.
那我问大家一个问题，如果一个人拿一个刀子在你的肚上划一个口子，这件事情是良善的还是不是良善的？
If somebody hurt you with a knife, is this good or bad?
你说如果是为了抢你的钱把你肚子划开了、啊、把你杀死了、啊、把你受伤害了，这是 evil， 这是罪恶。
So you may say if the criminals come to rob you and then get your money and he hurt you with the knife and then that is evil。
我们中间有医生，如果医生拿手术刀在肚子上划一个口子，那我们就称为是一个良善的好的救死扶伤的行为。
But if among us we have doctors, if the doctor using a surgical surgery knife to heal you and to take care of your give you a surgery to take care of your health problem, and we may call that good.
所以神就是善，他所做的一切其实我们不理解，他是爱，他是善，他是善的源头，善的定义。
So God is good. God is the source of good. Sometimes we may not understand, but we know he defines what is good, what is evil.
那我们应用说，我们如何成为一个善人呢？我们都想成为一个善人，一个 good person.
So if we want to be, we all want to be in a good person.
那怎么成为一个good person 呢？
How can we become a good person?
你要与神连接。
So if you connect with God, you will be good.
只有神是善的。
Only God is good.
你没, 要常常的听他的话，遵行他的命令。
So we always listen to him, obey his command, we will be good.
好，下一页。除了神是善的，那神所造的一切也是善的。
Not only God is good, everything God created is also good.
在创世纪第一章，神造了七天，造了很多东西。神每次有六次，我今天没有时间了，都讲到神看着是好的，神看着是好的。好，继续。
In the book of Genesis, God created everything. Every time when he created something, he will say that is good.
好，继续。好，所以好，继续分。这个我今天这个为什么不动？好，所以啊，神看一切都是好的。最后继续分。
So God says everything is good after His creation.
当神造完人以后，神最后总结说，神看一切所造的都甚好 ，very good.
So when God created a man.He says everything. He said it is very good.
继续问。今天这个世界，我们看到这个世界，充满了很多的邪恶。邪恶是从哪里来的呢？我们看神所造的美好是什么样的美好
？So God created everything. It's good. But today in our society, there's so much evil things. Where's that evil from?
我们再来看。神所造的是好的，他说今天这个豺狼吃这个绵羊，好像是一个自然规律了，是一个 food chain 了，但是这不是神原本的创造，神创造的是善的，以赛亚书第十一章第六节，将来在新天新地里边，豺狼与绵羊同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧。少壮的狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, it described the new world when Jesus Christ come back. It said the wolf will live with the lamb, the leopard will lie down with the goats, the calf and lion and yearling together.And a little child will lead them.
所以这是神原本的创造。
And this is the original creation from God. And it's a good creation from God.
你们说今天好像这个世界就是这个动物世界都是 food chain, 这个吃这个弱肉强食不是自然规律吗
?So today,We know that in the biological science, they said we are all living in the food chain, and the powerful eat the weak the species.
好像是一个自然规律，但是是一个扭曲的自然规律。
And it's a twisted natural law.
原本神造的是完美的，是这样的一个图景。
And God did not create the world like that. God created a good, beautiful world.
神原本的创造里边没有朽坏，没有衰残，没有疾病，没有死亡，没有这样的弱肉强食。
And in God created the world, there's no decay, no death, no sickness, and it's everything in harmony.
好，继续。好，继续。所以神创造一切都是好的，包括我们的自然，包括我们的性别，包括我们的食欲、性欲，这些一切都是神造，都是完美的，都是好的。
God created everything is good, and including the nature, including our gender, our food, our appetite, and everything is good.
上个星期在美国发生一件很大的事情，我不知道大家注意没注意。
And last week, there was a big event happened in the United States. I'm not sure if you're aware of it.
参议员正式通过同性婚姻成为法律，成为美国联邦的法律。
And the senators passed a law that the homosexual marriage become a law in the Senate.
虽然这件事情成为法律 已经其实已经啊，在操作上面已经都一样了，已经很多很多年已经成为地方的法律了。但是这个是一个 milestone 啊，是美国这么大的国家，居然啊联邦立法同性婚姻正式的成为法律。
The homosexual marriage actually has been practiced in many states in many years.But last week, it was historical because this is formally set as a law in the Senate.
所以人扭曲，扭曲神的创造。
So God twisted, excuse me, humans twisted God's creation.
今天我们在学校中经常讨论这种变性，不接受神创造我。神创造我是女性，我不愿意做女性，我要做男性。这些都是啊，把神的创造、美好的创造扭曲了。
And in today's school, they always talk about the transgender, and a little boy or a little girl can talk about they want to change gender, they want to become a girl or they want to become a boy, and this is all twisted God's perfect creation.
为什么要变性呢？是因为他不喜欢神造他的这个样子。
Why we need to change our gender? We don't like God's creation?
所以神的创造是良善的，是美好的。
And God created us to be good, to be beautiful.
好，下一页。今天的这么多的邪恶是从哪里来的呢？
So where's all this evil from today?
抬头随时随地的从动物世界，从物质世界的朽坏，从人的之间的争斗，从人的身体的生病，罪恶充满了这个世界。那恶是从哪里来的？
So where's the evil from in our society? The evil is everywhere, not just in the human society, and then also in the nature. Where is the evil from?
神不但我们问这个问题，神也问这个问题。我们在以赛亚书五章二节。
Not only we ask this question, God also asked this question too.
说他刨挖了园子，剪去了石头，栽种上等的葡萄树，在园中盖了一座楼。又凿出亚酒池，指望结好葡萄，反倒结了野葡萄。
So in Isaiah chapter 5 verse 2, here it said, He dug it up and cleaned it of stones, and planted it with the choicest vines. He built a water tower in it and cut out the vine press as well.Then he looked for a crop of good grapes, but it yielded only bad fruits.
所以神造的一切都是好的，神是善，神所造的一切也是善。但是为什么今天有这么多的邪恶在我们中间呢？
So God created everything that is good. God creation is perfect. But why there's so much evil in our world?
神种的是上等的葡萄树，为什么结的是野葡萄呢？
God planted a good grape, but why it produced all this bad fruit?
这个邪恶、罪恶是从哪里来的呢？有人说，是不是神造的？
Where is the evil from? And some people may ask, did God create this evil?
神是善，善的源头，邪恶不是神来，从神来的。
And God is good, evil is not from God.
什么是 evil 呢？什么是恶呢？恶就是善的缺失，当这个善没有了，就是恶。
So what is evil? Evil is when good disappeared and then it become evil.
好，我们再看第四节也是这样，说我为我的葡萄园还能所做之外，还有什么可以做的呢？我指望结好葡萄。怎么倒结了野葡萄呢？反复在问这个问题。好，我们继续。
So in book of Isaiah chapter 5 verse 4, God asked, what more could have been done for my vineyard than I have done for it? When I looked for good grapes, why did it yield only bad?
所以恶是从哪里来的呢？恶是从一个人、啊、就是我们的先祖亚当夏娃，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到了众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
So in Rome chapter 5 verse 12 it gave us the answer just as sin entered the world through one man and death through sin, and in this way death came to all people because all people sinned.
所以罪从一人入了世界，这个世界包括人，包括这个整个动物世界，包括整个的宇宙，罪进入那个世界，影响这个世界。
Sin entered the world through one man. Sin entered the world and corrupted everything in it, including our natural world and animals.
我看第创世纪第五章第六第六章第五节说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
So in Isaiah chapter 6 verse 5 6 verse 5 said, woe to me, I cried, I am ruined, for I am the man of unclean lips.
No. 不是 Isaiah, 创世纪，创世纪，对，
哦，创世纪，
就在那个那上有的。
哦、OK, in book of Genesis chapter 6 verse 1 said that the Lord saw how great the weakness of the human race has become, or the earth, and that everything, every inclination of the thoughts of the humans, human heart are only evils, and God regret.
所以这个罪恶呢临到了世界，是因为当人犯罪，不相信神，不信靠他，不听他的话，所以终日思想的尽都是恶。我们的思想意念里边，我们在我们里边没有良善了。
So because sin entered the world, so that humans every day we are thinking in our thought, we thought evil things.
好，那我们所以、啊、那怎么办呢？当这个恶充满了世界，终日思想都是恶，神要造的是一个完美的世界，是一个善的世界，但是这个善被罪恶所扭曲了。
So what is the solution? God created this world to be perfect, but because of sin, the creation got twisted and it became evil.
所以耶稣基督呢，他来到这个世界，他的目的啊，就是我们今天在庆祝圣诞节。他在两千年以前，他成为肉身，来到这个世界，他要做什么事情呢？他要把人类啊罪恶而带来的扭曲、咒诅，把它逆转过来。
So Jesus Christ, he become a flesh, come to this world. The purpose for him.For him come to this world is to reverse everything in this sinful evil world to become perfect again in God's eyes.
所以神怎么样把它逆转呢？是要亲自承担这个这所有的世上的邪恶，
所以
加在他身上。
How can God reverse this evil world? And he actually.Put all the sins on himself so that this world can be changed.
所以这个义务是从咒诅而来的，但是耶稣基督为我们成为咒诅。
And the evil came from
就是咒诅。那耶稣基督呢？他为我们成为咒诅。
And evil is come from this curse. And Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he become our curse.
好，在加拉太书第三章第十三节， 说基督既为我们受了咒诅，其实应该翻成成为咒诅，变成了一个咒诅，怎么样呢？就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
So Galatians chapter 3 verse 13 said Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the tree.
所以耶稣基督把所有的世上的这个邪恶都加在他身上，为我们成为咒诅。
So Jesus Christ put all the sins of the world onto him.And hang on the cross, pay the price so that we can have salvation.
所以耶稣基督可以把咒诅化为祝福。
So Jesus Christ can change the curse to become the blessing.
世界上最大的 evil 是什么呢？就是人把无限圣洁的神钉在十字架上。
The biggest evil of our human history is that we the people, crucifying the sinless holy God onto the cross.
就是所有世上的罪恶加在了耶稣基督的身上。
And in this way, that all the sin of the world to be put on Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上，他担当了所有世人世界的罪恶，为我们成为咒诅。
And Jesus Christ to become the price of all the sins when he was crucified on the cross.
所以可以把我们赎出来，使我们可以脱离这个咒诅。
So that we all can be redeemed from this sin, that we can have eternal life.
因着耶稣基督在这个世界上再没有能够使我们得咒诅的东西了。
Because of Jesus Christ, so that there is nothing that can curse us in this world.
所以耶稣基督已经把最坏的咒诅，所有的咒诅都转化成为祝福。
Because Jesus Christ, he put all the curse on his body, and he changed everything on us to become the blessing.
所以我们今天说什么是坏事？我们讲坏事，生病是坏事，死亡是坏事。
So what is the bad thing in our life today? Maybe if we are sick, it's bad. Or if we are dying, it's bad.
但是耶稣基督把所有的我们的疾病、痛苦、死亡都转化成为祝福。
But even that, Jesus Christ already reversed and he changed all the sickness, even death in our life to become the blessing.
其实死亡也不能够与我使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Even death cannot separate us from God's love.
不但不能够使我们与神的爱隔绝，反而成为让我们身体得赎，让我们能够得到一个复活的身体的一个通道了。
And it will become the path to eternal life for us.
所以这个世界上没有任何一件事情是坏事情。
So in this world, nothing in this world.It's bad now.
因为耶稣基督已经把所有的咒诅都加在了他身上，所有在发生在我们身上一切的事情都应该是祝福。
Because Jesus Christ put all the curse, all the sin on him, so that everything on us is a blessing.
好，我们看，所以是万事互相效力，万事中我们也要分辨，我们要分辨什么呢？我们今天还要分辨善恶，那我们要分辨什么善恶呢？我们要在万事中看到神的美善，这是需要我们的智慧。
So in Rome chapter 8 verse 28 said, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
所以神叫万事就互相效力，让爱神的人得益处，是按照他旨意被召的人。所以今天没有一件事情是不是对我们有益处的。
So God let all things to work for his purpose and all things to benefit us so that in our life today, nothing is bad.
所以在我们生命中，我们不应该再说这件事情是好事， 这件事情是坏事。
So in our life, we cannot call that this thing is good, that thing is bad.
因为在耶稣基督里边，所有事情都是好事情。
Because if we live in Jesus Christ, everything is good.
因为耶稣基督已经把所有的咒诅都转化成祝福。
Because God changed everything, all the curse into the blessing.
所以今天我们要不要分辨善恶呢？
So today, do we still want to identify good and evil?
我们不要再去用自己的喜好，用自己的标准去说这个是好，这个是坏，这是对，这是错，因为我自己本身就是是一个扭曲的标准。
So we should identify good and evil, but we should not identify good and evil based on our own standard, because our own heart is twisted, and we should identify good and evil according to God's standard.
所以这个世界上呢，没有绝对的好和坏了。
In this world, according to human standard, there's no absolute good, absolute bad.
所以我们要分辨善恶，我们要分辨在任何的发生着我们生命中的事情中，我们要看到神的美善。
So we want to identify good and evil.But we want to identify good and evil based on God's standard.
我们要看到他的美善，在一个不好的事情中，能够看到神要叫万事互相效力，让我们得益处，这样神的美善。
We want to see God's original purpose that everything works for the good of us, good to us, so that everything, even it looks bad, but we can identify the good purpose.According to God.
怎么还要分辨呢？我们一个是要分辨神的美善，第二个要分辨我们自己的罪恶。
So we not only identify the good from God, we also need to examine ourselves for our sins.
常常审查我们自己。
Yeah, we need to examine ourselves all the times.
我们人心呢，圣经说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
So in the Bible it said our heart is full of evil, and who can reveal it?
Recognize, yeah. 举个例子啊，最近这个乌克兰战争呢，我就常常看一看。当时就我当然我心里是同情乌克兰，他们被攻打。但是当看到现在这个战争，因为那个导弹砰一下就把那个坦克炸掉，然后坦克就炸起来，心里莫名其妙有一个快感。后来我就想说，那里头也是活生生的人呢。
So today I pay attention about the news about the Russia-Ukraine war, and when I see all the missiles hit the cities.And I feel very sad, and I sympathize the Ukraine people. But when I also look at the videos, it shows that the Ukraine missiles bombed the Russian tanks. And I, in a way that I feel I'm very happy. But on the other hand, I think about it, there are people inside that tank as well.
所以神就告诉你，你看你的心。是多么的邪，你自己都不知道你的心有多么的邪恶。
So God reminded me that, see, you yourself has an evil side in your heart.
我们要分辨，我们要分辨，在任何一件事情上，要最坏的事情上，也能够有神的智慧看到神的美善。
So we need to have the ability to identify God's grace from the most cursed evil thing.
我们也要看到自己的邪恶。
And we need to recognize our own sinful nature.
当你越看到神的美善，你就越看到自己的邪恶。
The more we see the goodness from God, the more we will see the sinful nature from our heart.
所以从今以后，我们再不要说这件事情好事情，这件事情坏事情。在神的里边，一切都是对我们有益处的。
So now in our life, we will not see this is good, this is bad, and we will always see the goodness from God, from the godly life.
好，我们先来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父，我们感谢你，让我们知道我们心是诡诈的，我们心是不正的，我们分辨不了善恶。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for today's message, and we thank you that remind us our heart is full of evil, and our heart is full of untrue things.
求你赦免我们的罪，让我们以主耶稣你的标准为我们人生的标准，不再判断好坏对错。
Dear Lord, please forgive us for our sins. Please put your standard in our heart so that we will always live up to your standard, not our standard.
因为你是美善，
Because you are good and you are trustworthy.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
这世界虽有苦难，主耶稣是避风港湾。
等一下吧，
再来一次，再来一次。等一下，好，重新。那我们从头开始。这世界虽有苦难，主耶稣是避风港湾，他要给你，他要给你平安，源源永流不断。耶稣，耶稣给你平安，耶稣，耶稣真正平安，深深在你心里，源源永流不断。哦，耶稣给你平安。这世界虽有苦难，主耶稣是避风港湾，他要给你，他要给你平安，源源永流不断。耶稣给你真理平安，耶稣给你真正平安，深深在你心里，源源永流不断。哦，耶稣给你平安。 请坐。